Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. We know that Easter is a time full of life, full of color. It is a springtime. And all those signs are signs of joy. For us who believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He should be the reason of our happiness. He should be the reason of our hope. He should be the deepest reason of our joy. Even among the trials and difficulties in our life and in the world. It is also great to be able to be together, to be able to gather to celebrate our faith. And it's great to see our brothers and sisters in Christ as a community of believers, and to realize all the blessings that we have and how blessed we are. And that is a reason for joy, all the blessings that we have in our life. And today we remember a very special one, our mothers. They are a great blessing for us. And especially, it is a reason for joy to know how great His love for us is, and to see in those blessings real signs and evidences of that love of Jesus for us, for His people. The main invitation of the Word of God today is to love Jesus. Yes, to love Jesus. Knowing that to be able to love Him, we must know Him. Knowing also that the best way to express our love for Him is to follow and obey His commandments. Knowing that if we love Jesus, the Father will love us. It is good to remember that His commandments are to love God with all our heart, our strength, our life, and our neighbors as we love ourselves. It is not possible to say that we love Him if we do not love those around us. If we are no neighbors to the less fortunate and in need in our community. How is my relationship with God, with Jesus? Do I experience His love every day in my life? Or maybe I am indifferent to that. How has been my relationship with my family, with my friends, and those I know? What else can we do to grow in our knowledge and love of Jesus in our life? Then, as we get close to the Feast of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, it is good to remember the promises of Jesus about the Advocate and to ask God to renew in us the presence of the Holy Spirit, that it may renew our faith, it may renew the life of our family, it may renew our own life. It may renew our communities. It may renew the life of the church. And it may renew the face of the earth that is in pain and affected for our bad actions, like deforestation, contamination, irresponsible use of natural resources, greed, injustice, an imbalance in the distribution of wealth, among many other things. So we had to ask the Lord to renew the strength of the Spirit in us. That should be another reason for joy, to know that we have received that Spirit already through the sacraments, and that we only need to allow it to work in us. We only need to renew that action in our life. Father in heaven, strengthen our faith to love you and to love those around us. Send once again the graces of the Holy Spirit to renew us and to renew humanity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.